bones or skins, or possibly other body parts of animals, but mostly bones or skins, and the bones and skins are dried out. Reb Chaim Ozer gave us a lengthy description of it in the Achi Ezer and Chelek Gimel, that they're dried out, they're treated with acid salt and with phosphor, then they sit in the sun for, he says, 6 months in India. Some of the posts can bring down, it's 48 hours in the drying process, but either way, dried out, pulverized into a powder, and then added as an ingredient to various foods as a to give it body, to give it some sort of a, you know, whether you call it fat or texture, but it's to give it body to the food. So Reb Chaim Ozer felt that it's mutter. He felt that it's mutter, and he pointed to this Noda Behuda and to the idea of the Shalchuvah Shal Dag Tamei, and even though the Noda Behuda is machmir, that you require that it's niftol me'achid l'kelv, he said, many achronim are matir it. In addition to that, you have here the bones themselves are both, and he pointed to the Shulchan Aruch and Tzadi Tes, that the Atzmos Isser are in Tzadarif imaheter to vatal the Isser. So the Atzmos Isser seem to be total heter. And Reb Chaim Ozer, therefore, was noted to be matir. His one major concern was that maybe the bones in the process of boiling them absorb the tam of the basar, and the bones then become like clay etzem, they require hagola. And where's the hagola on the bones? So on that, Reb Chaim Ozer was satisfied that whatever is in there becomes so nifsol, it does not even require hagola at all. That was Reb Chaim Ozer's approach to the gelatin shiloh. Rav Aaron Cutler
took a...
What?
What is the hagola count?
Well, hagola kashers. Hagola would kasher. So if I view the bones of the non-kosher animal as nothing more than a bone kli. So then, if it's boiled with non-kosher meat, like any other kli that was used to boil non-kosher meat, it would absorb the flavor, require hagola. And the fact that it's already 24 hours isn't going to help you, because no stein tam livgam is only a b'di'evet heter, not a l'chatchila heter, not going to help you. But again, Reb Chaim Ozer's position is that if I could be mafsil that flavor entirely inside, not even need hagola. Reb Chaim Ozer is somewhat of an ancillary, a corollary, I should say, to the Chacham Tzvi's famous opinion about 12 months time. In other words, there's no Saint Tom livgam, and then there's no Saint Tom completely gone, right? Nothing there. It's completely nifso. In that case, you're okay. Rav Aaron Cutler...
He requires that mitzvah l'achilas kelev, not just l'achilas adam.
Chaim Ozer?
Yeah.
Chaim Ozer is arguing that many posts can hold nifsim achilas kalav is enough, not like the Noda Behuda. But even like the Noda Behuda, this is different because the bones themselves are not a davar aser. In other words, the Noda Behuda is svara, that the reason that the bones are different is, that the kevos behema kshera is different is because the iser is not chal until it mixes with the chalav, but not also before. It says the bones are not aser either. It brings a raya from the Rambam, from the Shulchan Aruch, inside he tests that the bones are not osir.
But Reb Chaim is just saying, he's arguing that maybe nifsal achilas adam is enough.
He's arguing that's a possibility. Many achronim, he says, many achronim rely on that.
I see.
But let's now assume not like that, like the Noda Behuda. Even if you assume not like that, still you have this svara to say the bones are mutter. Rav Aaron Cutler points out in the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, and I have it secondhand, but quoted verbatim, Baravaji Yosef, it's in the Yabiyah Omer in Chelik Ches in Yerodea Simon Yer Aleph. And he cites Rav Aaron Cutler, Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, in Yerodea Simon Tez Zayin. And Rav Aaron Cutler says, what are you talking about, bones or mutter? The Rambam, in Hilchos Macholos Asuros, Perik Dalin, it's Halacha Yer Aleph, I believe it is, the Rambam writes Beferush that bones of Nevelos are also. The Rambam says that even though the bones of the Nevelos, he says the bones, the Gidin, the Asamos, etc., even though they're Osir, but one who eats them is Potter, because it's not Derech Achila. So the Rambam is clear, that there's still an Isser Derabonon to eat the bones. So, Frek Rav Aaron Cutler, how can you build a Heter on the gelatin based on the idea that the bones are Mutter, when the bones themselves are not Mutter, right? The bones are actually also midrabanan, so you're dealing with an iser. Now it's interesting because in that shlav of Rav Aaron Cutler's tshuva, so you could argue, okay, so gelatin dealing with iser derabanan, not a deraisa, which would certainly lower down the level of iser one major notch. The shaila is, why is it only midirabbanon? Meaning, if you tell me it's only midirabbanon, because of the fact that this is not kederech achiloso, but if I would take the bones and use them in a way that's kederech achiloso, i.e. process them to make them edible, so then it could be that it's actually worse, not better. It's actually worse because now I've taken the bones, which also midirabbanon, only midirabbanon because it's not derech achila. I've now created a derech achila to consume them. Now it's deraisa. So it could be it's an issa deraisa. The Rav Aaron Cutler notes that the Rambam seems to be against many sugyas, like we'll see in a moment from the Rav Yecheskel Abramsky, and like the Achiezer in Chelek Gimel. He says maybe the pshat in the Rambam is very simple. There's a concept of achshaveh, right? The concept of achshaveh is most famous in the Rosh, in the second parak in Pesachim. The idea that when something is nifsol me'achila, but if you eat it, your machshaveh it is an achila, and therefore it's osur, right? Is it chayav? Is it not? Is it derabbanan? But it's osur, your machshaveh ke'achila. So, says Rav Aaron Cutler, maybe what the Rambam means is that even though the bones be'etzem are not osur, but if you decide to eat the bones, so then that's an achshavidhu. You're machshavid lachdil, and therefore it's also me the rabbonim. Says Rav Aaron Cutler, so then be the same thing if I took the bones made into gelatin, I'm machshavid lachila. Right? He says, a gelatin, also the iser gomor. The gelatin is completely also. No questions, no ifs, ands, or buts. That was Rav Aaron Cutler's mahalech in the gelatin. And he actually has probably the most, I would say, lengthy tshuva, and it's not a very lengthy tshuva, on this particular issue, ossering it, of the North American poskim. Rav Aaron Cutler was against. Rav Moshe has really two very short tshuvas. In print, not much about it, but two very short tshuvas. Rav Moshe's shita is predicated on one basic assumption. It's in Yerideya in Chelek Beis. I think it's Chavav. Moshe writes at the end of Siman Chav Zayin. Chav Zayin also has a little bit of it in Chav Hey. Says Rav Moshe that gelatin anasim the oros behemoth tmeos and veilos to trefos. Gelatin that's made from the skins of behemoth tmeos and veilos to trefos. Yesh lasor. Di isur ike ba oros vat somos ukidoma av shepotik isur ram perik dam machos rizal ches. So he cites the same Rambam that Rav Aaron Cutler cites, that this is the Rabbanim, right? Af shepalter, she calls Val Bishu Osar is a palter, may also got my gelatin mehem. So if the bones are Osar, then the gelatin is Osar as well, right? That is Rav Moshe's position here. If the bones are Osar, the gelatin is Osar as well. And it's become, I would say, broadly accepted in North America that we do not use gelatin from non kosher sources, right? We don't understand. There's another tshuva, Rav Moshe, where he argues that gelatin that's made, it's an interesting way that he divides it up, gelatin that's made from the skins of kosher animals is parv. Right? That's its own question. If you take the skins of kosher animals that were shechted properly, what's the halachic status of the gelatin vis-a-vis basar b'chol? These are important shilas. Can I have my marshmallows in my cocoa with milk? Right? These are the major halachic questions you have to answer. So Rav Moshe holds that it's parv. Because there you have the Nod Bihud, and you have the other Svaroth that before it gets to the state of mixing with the milk, that it in fact is no longer basar, and it's nifso. And the Tzitz Eliezer, at the beginning of Chelek Dalid.
How did that Svar work to make it that you'd be comfortable saying it's parv, but not that something treif would be kosher?
It's very simple. That's the Nod Bihud Svar, right? Notably, as far as that the Issa Shabbal Hechon Halach, there was an Issa there. It has to be Nifsul Gamri, Machilis Adam. Moshe offers a svar, it's not in print in the Igros, but it's quoted from him very often. That it might be that there's a chilik in an Issa where you're mafsil the Issa because you're mafsil the Issa, versus you're mafsil the Issa to make it better. In other words, I'm taking the bones, I'm taking the skins, no one's going to eat them like this, and now you're going to tell me, well, it became Nifsul Me'achilah. So now it's mutter, and now you made it into an amaychol, but it was ready mutter. Moshe wants to argue that if you're being mafsalit lach me'achila for the purpose of making it better for achila, that's being mafsalit me'achila b'chlal. And that making it worse to make it better, that may be, you know, under the geder of of Chogum will be Sofish Biach, and maybe that that's Aser. But that's very different from the case of the Basar, because the Basar, before it got to the contact with the Cholov, it's Nifsal, and Nifsal from Basar, right? It's not that it's not a Michael, it's not Basar. There's two separate Shilas. One is it food, two is it Basar. So it loses the shame Basar before it gets there. The Tzitz Eliezer in the beginning of Chelek Dalin cites a tshuva from Yecheskel Abramsky. It's a fabulous Maor Mokom, and it's kind of tucked away there. Rav Avadya cites it in his tshuva. And Yecheskel Abramsky has a two-part tshuva about the gelatin. The first part seems to be machmir, because there were those who wanted to be medama the gelatin to what the Rosh cites in the name of Rabbeinu Yonah about the musk. So there's these musk oxen at...
Yes, this is her husband.
Okay, if the musk oxen, there's the kimin chatotros, whatever types of tubes in the neck of the animal, and there's whatever substance that's in there that was dam, Rabbeinu Yonah says, but now is not, and it's got a very rich flavor, right? Musk is used as an additive mostly in colognes and the like, but bimekedem, they used to use it as an additive for food as well, give it that meaty ox-like smell to it. You want your food to smell like an ox, so you've got your musk there. And Rabbeinu Yonah discusses if that's mutter or not. Rabbeinu Yonah says it's mutter. It's mutter because the musk is changed entirely from being dam. It was dam, but it's ponim chadoshos bo'olikon. It's not dam anymore. It's something totally new. So there were those who wanted to argue the gelatin's the same thing. But the gelatin is, okay, it was a bone of an animal, and now it's Panim Chadoshos Balakan, it's something totally changed and totally different. Rabbeinu Yonah brings a raya from Radlei Dvorim Bidvash, right? If the legs of the bees get into the honey, and the nature of honey is to turn whatever comes into it into honey, they become mutter. They become mutter. The Rosh writes from Rabbeinu Yonah, he says, his raya needs a raya. What's the makor for that itself? But Betzem, the poskim are maskim to Rabbeinu Yonah's halacha. So on that, Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky says no. Cheskel Abramsky says, I don't think that svar is applicable here to the gelatin. Why not? He says, because the gelatin is not panim chadoshos bo'olikon. It's not pshat that what's there in the bones is changed to something new. The processing of the bones to get to the gelatin is simply a process of being able to isolate and to extract that which is in there already. So there's a big chiluk between taking that which was there and changing it entirely so it's panim chadoshos bo'olikon versus taking that which was there, which is there, and removing all the other impurities and extracting that pure extract from it. It's there. So he says, that's not a heter for the gelatin. However, that says Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, la locha daiti no tekidasa matir. I'm no tel like those who are matir. Mitam shat somos ein bechlan levela betrefa, levela trefa utmeya rather, linyan iser. He says basically when the Torah asers nevela, or trefa or tmeya, it doesn't aser the bones. And he brings three rayos bedaber. He brings the Torah's kohanim on the pasuk that mibisarim lo sochelu. So the Torah's kohanim says mibisarim lo sochelu by nevela trefa. I'm sorry, behemos tmeos rather. So says the Torah's Kohanim, v'lo menat somos, v'lo menat gidin, v'lo menat tlofim shalahem. So the Isser itself, the Isser achilos basar behemot meyav, was given dafkim b'sar. So if you eat, right, you play the game, guy is eating from the atzomos of a behemot meyav, and I ask you, okay, name the pasuk he's violating. What pasuk is he violating right now? No, it ain't mi b'sar lo sochelu. Because Bisarim lo sochelu means mi Bisarim lo sochelu, don't eat from the basar. So the Bisarim is a miut, not to include the atzamos.
Does marrow have a din of basar?
Does marrow have a din of basar? So pashtus would be yes, right? Pashtus. Rabbi Chaim Ozer in the Achiezer and Chelek Gimel, in that Shuvah, so he says when the Rambam in Perek Dal Machal Sasurus writes that atzamos are also midirabon. He's talking about atzamos rachos. They're soft bones, so they're somewhat ruin lachila. the marrow inside the bone as it is in a basar. It's actually a gemara pesachim, right? The gabi korban pesach, that the marrow inside the bone is a din of basar. Can you say say docha losa say the achilas a korban pesach would be docha losa say of shir se'etzem on that bone. So it's not because you could use a coal to burn it instead of breaking it, but it is basar. It's not bad either. It's good in your shoulder.
The flat bones, if I remember correctly, my anatomy, they don't have marrow. So I wonder, do they get tongue and bone even when they don't have a marrow? And if so, would that be a better option?
So that becomes, well, maybe not, that becomes a question of the poskim itself, is the pshat that bones, how do you understand the Rambam saying bones are osur, and yet there's still going to be mevatel, the heter, right, the isser rather. So one way to understand it is no, talk of the real pasan like Rambam, which Rav Yosef brings this down. The Rashba in the Torah Sabayas writes, bones are mutter, not like the Rambam. He says, the Mechaber pasan's like the Rashba, not like the Rambam, bones are mutter. The other way to understand it is that no, is that bones have a tam, but it's a tam kolish. There's so little in the bones that whatever tam is in there is so minor that basically when I'm looking at the total volume of bone and tam, the tam that's there is so insignificant that pretty much look at the whole volume of the bone and it's mevatel the tam of the iser that comes in. The Yecheskel Abramsky cites a second raya, the Magid Mishnah in Perek Dal Yeches, right? This Rambam we're talking about. So the Magid Mishnah on the Rambam writes the following, right? In the Gemara in Chulin, b'nivlasa v'lo b'or v'lo b'atzamas v'lo gim v'lo b'tkarim v'lo t'lofim. Right? So he says, that's the makor for the Rambam, that if you eat from the nevela trefa or b'yamei chayva, etc., so you're potter, because they're not rim l'achila. Says the Magid Mishnah, the Rambam doesn't mean what you think the Rambam means. In other words, you think the Rambam means that it's osur, but since you're eating it shelo kederech achil, therefore you're potter, like I presented it before. So it's not what the Rambam means at all. What the Rambam means is that since it's not royal achil, the Torah never asked it. It's not part of the iser, right? He says v'she'elu einim ruim l'achilu who time of demilsa she'enu bichlal nevelu v'tmeh. That the Torah does not include in the iser nevelu v'tmeh the atzamos. It's because the Torah only it's an iser achila. It's an iser meichel. So it's not a meichel. It's not included in the iser bichlal. The third mekori brings is in Pesachim. Right? The Gemara Pesachim in the sugya of kol makom shem losochu losochu leochol losochlu. So esr echad achila v'esr anu abemashrim. The Gemara struggles with chizki Rabbi Avoh there, whether every isra achila we spoke about this once before is an isra anu as well. So Rabbi Avoh's position, the Gemara asks, I get anosha. We know is mutter. Shaleach odom gid lenachri. You can send a gid to a nachri, even though it's a gid inside of it, because it's visible. There's no problem. He's going to send it back to a Jew. And the Jew's going to be nechshel in it. From there, you see that a gid anosh is mutter b'hana. So, according to Rabbi Avoh, that kol makom shenemar losocho losocho lo yochlu is echad isra achiv echad isra b'mashma. So then, how you let us send a gid to a nachri? So the Gemara says, you know what? When the Torah is matir nevela behana, because according to Riavo, that's goof of the model, the Torah says by nevela that you can't eat it, but you can have anah. Lagera sheri bishrapti nenu, or machal anachri. So you're allowed to be a nene from the nevela. It's matir the whole nevela. So what's included in nevela? Included in nevela is atzamos and gidin and tlofim and karnayim. It's all in there. Gemara says no. That would be if you hold the yesh beginim no sein tam. The gidan osh actually has a flavor, is edible. So then, taka when the Torah is matir the nevela, it's matir the gidan osh as well. But leman d'amar ein beginim no sein tam. Michael lemeimar, the old ein beginim no sein tam. So then, it's not matir, right? So Rashi there writes, so if leman d'amar ein beginim the iser no sein tam basar. Amalav tam baser ispu, but lav nevela mikri elakiat somos den eitz baum. Rashi says explicitly on the Gemara. He says if the gidden are not beno saint tam, so what's it like? It's like the bones that are what? That are eitz baum. So says the says Michezkel Abramsky that for me it's very, very clear that the atzamos themselves are mutter, right? And then he goes through the process of the atzom, the gelatin is made from atzamos that the mizyavshos kishtei shonim b'chom hashemesh b'eretz hodu. In India they're dried for 2 years in the sun, etc. And if the atzamos are not b'chlal in the veil of its mayo, right? So then they're going to be mutter.
What's he doing with the Rambam?
He wants to argue that the Magid Mishnah Sfar in Rambam. The Rambam is not saying that it's osur and potter because of the fact that it's not kederech achila. He wants to argue fakir, that it's not osur because it's not derech achila.
Doesn't the Rambam
say fakir is osur? He says potter. He says osur. No, he says osur.
Yeah, he says osur.
He says osur. So he doesn't say clearly what he does with that Rambam with the osur. Again, you could argue Rav Aaron Cutler's Svara of Achshave, but you could argue against Rav Aaron Cutler's Svara. In other words, Rav Aaron Cutler's argument is an Achshave on the Atzamos as they are, then there's an Achshave on the Atzamos in a mixture. So maybe not. Maybe there's an Achshave on the Atzamos Be'en, but mix the Atzamos into something else in a different state. Is there an Achshave on the Atzamos themselves? Maybe not. Right? That might not be an Achshave. Now, after the Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky says, to me, it seems poshut that it's mutter. He says, Omnam kein la halacha nirbaze iser. Aval maisa yes li shasi vim lo yikashlu al yedei horos heter bedover zeh. Ela atoim v'amatim esacherim b'omrim shadini torah mekab mashinui v'chevet harabonim memoria Rabbi Yisrael. It's a fascinating Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky. He says, you in Yoridea, in Hilchos Machol Sassuros, mutter. But in Psak Halacha, in Dine or Hanhagos Isser Veheter, Aser. Why? So he says the perception out there is that gelatin is Aser. The common perception among the masses is gelatin is Aser. Now, when he's talking about the masses there, he's talking about really the Haredi world, because in the Chiloni world, they don't have any perceptions at all. And in the, you know, the more, I'd say, liberal strand, so to speak, of Judaism, there were no Heter. In orthodoxy with the gelatin. He's talking about the Haredi world, and he says, what happens is people tend to say, these are the toim v'amatim, they say, you know, the rabbis can do whatever they want. The rabbis want to say mutter, it's mutter. The rabbis want to say good, it's good. The rabbis do whatever they want. So he says that if we now come and are matir of the gelatin that people perceived all this time was ulcer, then we're going to feed into that perception that the rabbis can do whatever they want. And therefore, he says that... Right, he quotes the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Mem and Aleph. Al titnu makom letzdukim lirdos. Shiomer l'fi ritzonim osim akol. Right, don't give a place for the tzdukim lirdos. The Rashi cites there. It's a, you know, the rabbis do what they want. And he quotes Rabbeinu Chananel in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lametes. Mi'al shemini dafil dvarim witarim goin elu kadom v'lahem hamasurin la'ama oretz ein b'shay loros len heter el yachrin len leiser. Sometimes you find many places in Shas that you know that this is. Place they're not tamid chachab mitzuyim, they're amei aretz, and even though it's mutter, don't be matir. So Bichesl Abramsky says, you want to know my question, my psak rather than halacha on gelatin mutter. You want to know my advice and psak halacha lemaisa should you paskin heter? Absolutely not. The perception of iser would control this, and that we shouldn't give people that place to think that which was also now the rabbis can be matir. It's a fascinating Bichesl Abramsky. Ravaji Yosef. Kedarko Bakodesh in his Shuvah in Yoridea in Simon Yud Aleph, again in Chelik Ches, Simon Yud Aleph, he comes out Leheter. And he comes out Leheter based on a couple of very, very salient points. You see, one of the major issues that there is today, and I will circle back around to that shortly, one of the major issues is that the discussion that the post can have about gelatin, like Reb Chaim Ozer, and like Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, that's predicated on the presumption that the bones are mutter, and since the gelatin comes from the bones, basically with Yotzim and a Heter is Heter, that entire discussion is mostly moot today. The reason it's mostly moot today is that today the standard gelatin on the market in the food industry comes from pig skins. It actually comes from young pig skins. It comes from the pig skins because they're softer, they're easier to process, they're plentiful, You know, in the food industry, they're loath to waste whatever byproducts there are of the food, and whatever you can sell in the market, you sell. So the skins of young pigs go to gelatin. The gelatin that's derived from bones, which is a pure gelatin, actually is a very, very pure, high-quality gelatin, is still processed today, is, believe it or not, used mostly in photographic equipment and in processing. Its hydrophilic qualities allow for it to keep the processing intact and draw the water away from whatever is needed to draw water away in the process. But the standard gelatins on the market comes from pigskin. So the vast majority of the kashrus agencies, like in North America and the like, they say, so really the entire question is moot. Meaning the whole discussion amongst the poskim, the Achiezer, Recheskel Abramsky, etc., all because it comes from the bones, and bones are not awesome. But once you're coming from the skins and that, the farish, that the oros harachin, like on the pig, that Elohein she'orin kibisaron, the oros like the basar, so that's definitely osir. It's osir al mibisaron lo sochelu. And then you don't have the het that all the poskim bring down.
Well, one is the one that it became nifsal.
Oh, good. So that's the only one, right? So then Reb Chaim Ozer brought down that there are poskim who hold not like the Novi Yehuda, and will be matir based on the Ramah and Pezayin and the Shibboleth Halakhet that we brought down.
So how does Reb Moshe say it's par if the skin is like...
He's talking about atzamos. He's talking about atzamos. He's not talking about the skin. So I don't know what he would say about the skins. Hard to know. The Reb Avi Yosef points out in his Chuvos a couple of points that are very strong arguments. I'm not saying this in Lamaisa, because Lamaisa we're not knowing Heter. A couple of very strong arguments against the Nod Behuda Svara, and to say that it's mutter like this Ramah in Siman Pei Zayin. First of all, he says, if you remember, the Nod Behuda is matla this on a machlokas Rav Meir Reb Shimon. In the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, there's a machlokas Rav Meir Reb Shimon if you need a pasuk to be matir a nevela letzrucha meikara. Reb Meir requires the pasuk to be matir a nevela letzrucha meikara, and therefore, if it's nisrucha, unless it's nisrach meachilas kelev, it still retains its iser. Reb Shimon says that tzrucha meikara lo boikara. If it's nisrucha meikara, it does not require a pasuk. That's already not an ochel. The pasuk is matir if it's nisrucha afterwards, and then, in turn, he only requires nisrucha meachilas adam, not nisrucha meachilas kelev. That's the Noda Behuda, he says. So in a machlokas, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, the Gemara in Erevin says, we have no hechra. The Gemara in Erevin says, there's no hechra, there's no klal. Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, who's the halacha like, there's no klal. And therefore, basically, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon, halacha gedivri ha-machmir. Going to be like the machmir, because we have no klal to paskin in the halacha. In fact, in the tshuva, the Noda Behuda is tama al Rebbeinu Shmuel Hanogin. Shmuel HaNagid in his Mavo HaTalmud, I don't know if any of you have ever seen it, Shmuel HaNagid has an introduction to the Shas. Nice little intro. Art Scroll was not the first one to write a...
It's in the back of the preface.
Yeah. So he has an introduction to the Shas. Talks about everything.
Oh.
Talks about the Klalim of Shas. It would be kedai to see when in your spare time, not when you're during Seder, but spare time, Rav Shmuel HaNagid is Hakdama Shas, and the Acher is Dover at the end of Nida, but not the one printed in the Ozva Hadar Shas, because they censored it. The one's printed in the original Vilna Shas. How they put together the Shas. It's a fascinating story. But, so he says, Rav Shmuel HaNagid, in his introduction to his Kolam on Shas, he says, Remei Rav Shimon, Alchak Rav Shimon, says the Nod Behuda, where'd he get it from? I understand where he got that from. The Gemara says in Erev and Beferish that we have no klal in Psak Halacha. It's a daf mem bavam adbeis. No klal. So Rav Avi Yosef points out, I'll tell you where he got it from. It's Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in Shvius, Perek Ches Halacha Zayin rather, Rav Meir of Rav Shimon Halacha Rav Shimon. The Yerushalmi in Shrumos as well. And the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Trumos, gives us a klal, simple klal. The simple klal in Psak Halacha, which is that normally the rule is Yerushalmi Bavli, go like the Bavli. But if I have a question in the Bavli, it's not resolved, and it's resolved in the Yerushalmi, we go like the Yerushalmi. So says Rav Avi Yosef, first of all, the Nod Behuda is being matle his chumra here on the fact that we can't be machriya between Rav Shimon and Rav Meir. and therefore have to be machmir like Rav Meir if the standard is nifsal me'achilas kelev in order to be able to be mutter, right? But that's not true. We paskin like Rav Shimon. Since we paskin like Rav Shimon, he says the Rashi in the Torah is the bias, but Feresh paskin like Rav Shimon. Therefore, nifsal me'achilas adam is enough. That's number one. Number two, this is an unbelievable raya. He says the entire conversation revolves around the Ramah and Siman Pesai. Right? When the Ramah brings down that Or HaKeva, Lefamim Mochenoso Umiyavshinoso, right? And then Nosnim Asocho Cholov. So that Ramah, who's being matir, the Or HaKeva of a kosher animal that shechted properly, when you dry it first and mix it with milk, could you carry that over to when it's a Dover Asim? Where's the Ramah's Makor? Shibolei Aleket. Look at the Shibolei Aleket. So he cites the Shibolei Aleket, right? So Shibolei Aleket, Chelik Beis, Omerlan Rebbe, Ki Masha Osim Shemochen Or Akeva, Umiyavshin Oso, Vacharkach Mamalon Oso Chalav Mutter. So far, almost word for word the Ramah. Abi Shemochen Akeva, Lo Amrini Meliach Reikir Oseh, Right? That's what he says. Now, Kimat, like I said, the Ramah Kimat cites him word for word. The Hoditznan Shein Ma'amidin V'or Kevas Nevela said to Shibolei Aleket, what about the Mishnah in Chulam that says you're not Ma'amid V'or Kevas Nevela? So listen to his answer. Hosom hainu taimah, mishum shagoyim ochle nevelos heim, ve miyavshim es or akeva. Because the goyim eat nevelos, so they're not miyavish, they're akeva. If you tell me like the Nobi Huda wants to argue, but it's only related to kshera because it doesn't become asur until the point where you get to the cholov, but it's dried out before then. So then, why are you telling me that by the goyim, since they're not miyavish, they're akeva, therefore it's asur, implying that if they're miyavish near akeva, it's mutter, why even ask them the kasha, right? If the Shibolei Aleket heter is limited to basar kshera, that is nisyavish before it contacts the milk, then why is he even asking from the Mishnah in Chulin that the cheese of the goyim is asar, because they're maimid b'or akeva, right? They're maimid b'or kevas nevela. Elamai, the Davar Poshut, that the Shibolei Aleket means to say, this is a heter across the board. It's lav dafk if it's heter, if it's iser as well, once it's nisyavish, and then it's mutter. So he's clearly saying the heter by nevela. The Lord Behuda is saying, I don't know if the Shibolei Aleket would make this psak halacha, or if the Ramah on the Shibolei Aleket would make this psak halacha by a Davar Osir, only by a heter, that only becomes Osir after it mixes, after it's dried. Says Rav Yajiz, I do know, because the Shibolei Aleket says it. He says it kimat beferish, that by nevela would be the same halacha. If it's nisyavesh, it's going to be mutter. And therefore Rav Aji Yosef says, and according to his svara, he's on the bones, right? Rav Aji Yosef does not cite at all that they make the gelatin from the skins of the animals. He's talking about the metzius like the Tzitz Eliezer, the name of Cheskel Abramsky, and like the Achiezer, the Matzias, they make it from the bones. Now, the truth is, Raji Yosef, in general, gets his Matzias from other tshuvas farm. You know, one of the chilukim between Raji Yosef and Shlomo Zalman Orbach was that Shlomo Zalman Orbach would get his Matzias from sitting down with the experts for hours when he would be done a Shiloh. Raji Yosef would get his Matzias from reading the tshuvas farm, and what they say in the tshuvas farm. So it's hard to know either way what he would say about the skins, but the sforos that he employs would apply to the skins as well, that the skins should be mutter. In practice, as I said, lemaisa, the minhag in America is not to rely on gelatin from non-kosher sources. And there may be, you know, other svaros involved in why the kosher organizations don't rely on them. The OU has a policy, it's a very interesting policy. The OU's policy is not to rely on bittel. The OU is a matter of policy, doesn't rely on bittel in their products, meaning b'dyevet if there was a, you know, concern, but like they would not give ashkacha to a product that has a non-kosher ingredient and it's always batel. Why? Matter of a choshen mishpat more than a yoredeya shayla, that basically when people buy products with the OU on them, they buy it believing that it means there's nothing non-kosher in there. Not there's something non-kosher that comes through bittul. So, you know, if you would argue that the gelatin that's in there is already nisbatel in the miyuto, in the item, the OU wouldn't give hashkacha, and even other hashkacha organizations. But the fact is that, as I said, our hanhaga here is to be machmir b'davar. That's the standard in kashrus. So we're machmir b'davar. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, you have to be careful, and you have to be aware of the, you know, or other countries where it's a more heavily Sephardic influence. You have to be careful of the various hashkachos if, in fact, what they're using conforms with Ashkenazic halachic norms. But in halacha, I have to tell you, Ravaji Yosef's arguments are very cogent, meaning he's not arguing in Tzorivin. He's just saying, look at the Novi. The Novi is making two arguments why this should be a problem, even though it's dried out. The two arguments fall off once you see, number one, the Yerushalmi's Psak Halacha and the Klal Psak that we do pass in like Rav Shimon. And number two, once the Shibboleth like it himself. That the whole Dion is, what would the Shibboleth like it say in this case? He says it in this case. And he says, Mulder. Correct. Yeah, but the same svara would apply, unless you want to argue like Rav Aaron Cutler, that there's an achshave on the achila, right? Which you could argue that. Maybe you argue there's an achshave on the achila, and therefore you'd have...
Just because it doesn't transfer flavor doesn't mean that it itself doesn't have something.
What do you mean?
It could be dried out, like beef jerky, and it won't transfer the flavor to the milk.
If I soak milk and beef jerky together for 24 hours, it would certainly transfer flavor.
Right, but maybe this doesn't.
But why not? I mean, we want to show
you. He's saying it's dried out until it doesn't have taste. Like
we said earlier, he talks about Isser.
Right, but the point being, you want to argue that there's a place where it's dried out enough that it doesn't transfer flavor, but not dried out enough that it doesn't have any flavor in it. But we don't have any precedence for that. Where is there a place you find such a geder, but it reaches the point of so dried out as to not have the ability to give flavor, but not dried enough not to have flavor? L'chora, those are hobhatalia. If it has flavor, it can give flavor. If it doesn't have flavor, then it can't. And if it can't give, it doesn't have. Okay, we will stop with that. Here's the show. We'll get into a little more practical, I guess, study test probably on Monday.
There's a point of leaves, but you can't.